Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Showcase. His name is Trey Hill. He's got a project coming out, you know what I'm saying, called Don't Forget About Me Yet. It's actually his debut album, you know what I'm saying. He's working under the tutelage of the one and only PSK 13, you know what I'm saying. Those of you familiar man, with Southern rap in general, you know exactly who he is. So he's definitely in good hands. Let's talk to the young man himself, Trey Hill. Trey Hill, how you doing, brother?
What's the deal, man? Shit, I'm Gucci. What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm doing good. About to get smoked out here in a second. And, you know what I'm saying, just enjoy this beautiful weather before it gets too hot here in a couple months. But how is the, you know, you're a new artist with the debut album. Before we get into your history and everything, and how has this pandemic kind of put a damper on things? Were you going to come out sooner, or how did everything work out?
Shit, it helped me. I just been laying low, just packing up music. So, you know, the less shows, the less appearances and shit, I'm just in the studio. I'm in the studio right now.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I'm just building up, man. Shit, ready to explode.
Yeah. A lot of people took advantage of the time they had during this pandemic. It sounds like you was just creating. So when they ease the restrictions, are you going to go out and start hitting the road and promote the album with shows and things like that?
Oh, yeah. Shit, I already hit a few shows. I hit Oklahoma City. I hit Dallas already. I hit Houston already, so, you know, when the album drops, it's just going to be icing on the cake.
Yeah, because those people are already going to be ready for it, anticipating it.
Yes, sir. You're already out promoting it.
Absolutely. Now, where are you from? You're not from Houston, but you're close to Houston, right?
Yeah, I'm from Galveston County. I'm from Dickerson, Texas. A little small city, but shit, you know, we live, we ride for each other, man.
Yeah. What's the music scene like over there? Is it similar to Houston, or you guys got your own sound?
Shit, we all got our own sound, really, man. We all just breaking out and sticking with each other. You know what I'm saying? We trying to make this shit like the new Houston. We trying to take over the game.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you guys, I mean, Texas as a whole is really, the whole state's talented. You know, there's music everywhere. Right. Like, you just heard the guy in the intro from Fort Worth, you know, let's say Renaissance, Mortal Soldiers. It's very, very talented. What got you into rapping, though? Who were some of your influences?
Shit, man, my brother used to rap, so I was always around music and shit. So I just took that shit up on myself and started making raps. And I always jammed the H-Time Legends and shit, and I jammed Cameron, Dipset, you know, Nas, Jay-Z. But I always took my own lane, but those were influencers, Beanie Siegel, you know, cats like that.
So you really, you know what I'm saying, taken to the lyrics and the, you know what I'm saying, the lyricism of the game and things like that. You were influenced by some... Well, Texas, again, man, look at K-Rena. Look at the PSK 13. I mean, those guys are,
right,
are high-caliber lyricists, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's
that's
it like
what
working
saying
with PSK 13?
Shit, man, he see me and him. When he was younger, he see me, shit, just a hungry motherfucker, man, ready to take the game over. You know what I'm saying? So he respect my decisions, I respect his. He let me do me. He don't control what I put out or he don't control what I say. He let me get on there and do what I got to do. So, you know, I'm going to show up and show out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hell of a guy to, you know what I'm saying, learn from. You know, I mean, you be able to pick up a lot of things from him, his experience. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go to a song here in a minute, but you know, I'm checking out the website and saying that you got another song called Killing Them Slowly. You're going to slow that down, you know what I'm saying, to pay homage to Screw. You're going to do the whole album that or just that one song?
Yes, sir. The whole album is called Killing Them Slowly. It's a whole new little feel. It's all screwed and chopped, and it's H-Time songs, you know. However we vibe out with my own little city mix in it, we rapping for the H, but, you know, we still G County, and we putting on for everybody around us.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And when does that come out?
It come out on the 30th of this month.
Oh,
in a few
man
days. Oh, yeah. Shit, it's here already.
Man, those of you listening, you know what I'm saying, because now it's you know, the show's officially airing in June. Those of you listening, go get that. You know what I'm saying? Support Trey.
Yeah, go get that. Go get both of them. Don't forget about me yet. Killing Them Slowly. Go get that.
Oh. Two projects, man, to jump out the gate with, man. That's quite impressive. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, you know, they might just come out with an EP or something. You're hitting them with two full-length projects. That's huge. Is it important for you to give more to the fans?
Oh, I got to. I've been doing that my whole little career. So, you know, when I break through the door, it's got to be, you know what I'm saying, meaningful. They got to feel it.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Let's go to a song here. Right here, this one, Born to Ball. We'll be right back with Trey Hill right here on the Murder Mass Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
I swear I felt like I was meant for this shit. Every obstacle that came in me, I overcame. Yes, sir.
D-Mark got that heel.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born
a legend. Shit regardless. A real street nigga, whatever that you call.
always won when they thought I lost. Not a killer, I don't always talk. Leaning sideways when I ride by, nigga, shout out to the soul. Used to ride around with a full clip, still ride around with a no. I didn't overcame it all, nigga, shout out to the dog. Since then, I've been connected like the Wi-Fi to your house. We still got it, when it's a drought, know where to find it. If we run out, catch me a body, play me for clout. Let them try, cause I'm taking them out. Oh, wow, they got hate for me now. Fuck it then, I'ma straighten it out. When it's war, I don't really give a fuck about them, even if it's baby around. I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
D-Mark got that heel.
I wanna let you, wanna let you. Shit regardless,
shit regardless.
A real street nigga, whatever that you call it.
Huh?
Shit, I made it possible to march without an arm.
Yeah, what up?
I knew that I would be a star before they called it. I was born to ball. I was born a ball, yeah.
D-Mark got that heel.
I'm born a legend in my hood and I'ma die that way. If that nigga want that beat, then he could die today. Grab my clip and load it up and let him fly away. You meet hell or you meet heaven, nigga, find your way. You see I'm out here shining like the diamond blaze. I done fell in love with all the finer things. I've been ahead, I ain't even gotta try to race. I just step up in the booth and annihilate. I lost so many to this game, pain just died away. Shit just light my emotions like a fireplace. I'ma be going hard until I'm at that final stage. Tell them niggas coming places, they think life's a game. I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
I was born to ball.
I was born to ball on these niggas.
D-Mark got that heel.
I wanna let you, wanna let you. Shit regardless,
shit regardless.
A real street nigga, whatever that you call it. Shit, I made it possible to march without an arm.
Yeah, what up?
I knew that I would be a star before they called it. I was born to ball. Ball, nigga. You know, one day the last gon' come first. Nigga, it's our time. We roll.
D-Mark got that heel.
I'm out.
We're back here on Murder Master Music Show with Night Shift Music marquee recording artist Trey Hill. That was Born to Ball off his debut project, Don't Forget About Me Yet, which is available now everywhere. Do you have physical copies as well?
Man, I got whatever you want. I got physical USBs. I got merchandise. Anything you want, man.
Yeah, so basically, you know what I'm saying, you're able to connect with, you know what I'm saying, the newer generation and the older heads, the cats that want to, you know, buy the physical copies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, shit. Since I started, I was always selling CDs out the trunk, so that ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you was doing the hand over fist. You was just making that. You was doing the point blank and gangster nip out there.
Hell yeah, shit. But I'm gonna adapt to what's going on right now. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get them USBs, put it on our platforms, whatever they want. But I'm gonna have it.
I saw something the other day. They got what looks like a cassette tape, but the USB pops out of the side of it. I thought that was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? They're changing the game up. A lot of that shit's coming back, though, like the vinyl. That's actually selling real good. A lot of people are buying records right now, too.
Right.
You know, that might be something you might want to do in the future as well. But,
right.
You know, you got the, you know, the project out now. You got the Chopped and Screwed. You know what I'm saying? What about... like, do you have, like, a group as well, or are you just a solo artist?
Yeah, I'm a solo artist, man. I'm just, everybody from my city, everybody surrounding me and been down with me, you know. I'm doing it for them, and I'm trying to put my whole city on. That's my goal. Just so everybody can know about where I came from and where we came from and what we doing and what we stand for.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Who were some of the pioneers in Dickinson, Texas?
I mean, it wasn't really too many, you know. Like I say, I came up under my brother, so they was always the ones going hard and getting into shit like that. So I took up under them, and shit, I'm the pioneer now.
Yeah,
I'm putting niggas.
Putting it on the map.
Yeah, shit. I'm grinding, shit. I'm motivated, I'm dedicated. I'm doing everything I got to do to put niggas in position.
Well, yeah, keep this shit going. How did you meet PSK 13?
Shit, my pops knew him from way back in the day, but, you know, I've been though he was an H-Town legend, so I've been trying to reach out to him with music and shit. Like, we had a couple mutual people and shit. But, you know, the timing wasn't adding up. But when that shit did, you know, this is where we at now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I like how, the fact how you pay homage to those before you, too. That's what all generations have done. You know what I'm saying? That helps bridge the gap between the older and the younger generations as well. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's definitely something that's positive, you know, when that happens in hip-hop. What about the videos, man? You got any videos our listeners can go check out on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I got a few videos out on the Trey Hill. I got Die Behind Mine. I got Crash Out off the new album. I got Real Into the End of Me. You know, I'm going as I go. I'm going to have some new shit coming, too, on top of that. But if y'all want to check some shit out, it's Trey Hill on YouTube. There's some good shit on there for y'all to check out.
Now, a lot of people are getting into, like, documentaries and things like that. Is that something that might be in your future?
Shit, man. Hey, that motherfucker's going to be a top seller. Hey, it's going to be a top seller for sure.
Yeah, hey, did we lose you? You there?
Nah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we lost you, man. We've been having storms and shit all day today.
Nah, that's not.
We got the homie Sim from France. I know he's got some questions he's gonna ask you. I'm gonna bring him on real quick. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Trey Hill.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. You got a song, it was Real Until the End. Can you tell us about this one?
Shit, man. I was just going off emotion, shit. I feel like I'm going to be real into the enemy, shit, and I'm going to make them feel me, you know, before I go. So that's where that came from.
Yes, sir. Can you tell us about the connection with Reckless Clown or SPC, if you will do some featuring with some members of the SPC or Reckless Clown, maybe something in the future?
Am I going to be doing some music with them in the future? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I plan to. Shit, that'll be a blessing, you know. That'll be a hell of a blessing. Shit, right now, I'm just focused on moving the product.
Okay, right.
Yeah. Elevating and, you know, doing my thing right now, getting my name up so I can meet a statue like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's coming, man.
Yeah. Who was your major inspiration in Texas hip-hop?
Ah, shit. Damn, it's so many. I mean, fuck. You know, Zero for sure. Big Mo. SUC, man. That's all I can say. SUC. That little singing rap style. You know, that's what I came from. So, you hear my music, you're ahead.
Yeah. Big Mo, City of Cyber.
Oh, yeah. They ain't going to never die as long as I'm here, man. I'm a rep.
Yeah, it's a little music.
Yeah,
you done with the Lynn stuff and all that? The syrup shit?
The syrup?
Yes, sir.
What about it? What about the syrup?
If you dump me.
Do I fuck with the syrup?
Do you rap about it, I guess? Is that what you mean, Sid?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's part of the culture, so yeah, it get brought up. But you know, I usually like to rap about shit that I'm going through and shit that I've been through. But yeah, serve is a part of it. That's the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. It's been around for a minute. You know, well, I mean, you're gonna have a chopped and screwed music and that is transcended around the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, man, Texas is a cultural phenomenon. You know, you guys have really invented a lot of stuff, and you could even add, early gangster rap to the mix, because, you know, that first Ghetto Boys album, that shit was hard. That was 87.
Oh, yeah.
Early 87.
Sure.
You know,
for
so...
Sure.
They got to be right there with Eazy-E, Ice-T, and the rest of them. Let's go to another track, Trey Hill. Let's go to this one here, man. Let's go to Die Behind Mine. Tell us about this one.
Shit, it was just based off emotion and shit I was dealing with, shit I was going through, and how I felt at the time. You know, I don't write my music, so I just got in there and went in.
Oh, you just get up to the mic and start spitting, huh? Off the top?
Oh, yeah. I speak emotion. I don't rap.
Wow. Man, that's got to, before we get into this song, man, break that down for me, man. Does this shit just come to you? I mean, just almost like a fucking spirit coming through you or something.
Kind of like that. That shit like the Holy Ghost, man. Once you feel it, shit, you already know where you want to go with it. And shit, I'm going to take it there the best I can take it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what's up. All right, we're gonna play this one right here, Die Behind Mine, Trey Hill. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend.
Spread out the fly with a whole lot of enemies praying I fly. I paid it a night, I know it's my time. Yeah. I do not fuck with them niggas, they know it, so don't fuck with me, nigga. Just let me live my life. Yeah. Never learned how to love. I done ran out of trust. Put it all on the line. I'ma die behind mine, nigga. What's up? I'ma die behind mine. Everybody moving secretly. I don't know what's really going on. I just leave a thought from leaving me. Fighting my bitch, I recall, yeah. Always mad at my dog, yeah. Would it be good if it all lasts? Or would it be best just to haul ass? Yeah, talk to my kinfolk, really seem like he the only one to hold me down. Used to say these streets ain't love. You open my eyes and I know it now. Full of them drugs when there's no one around. Hide my pain when they come around. People that I ain't have nothing from but love, see we nothing now. Yeah, it fucked me up, emotions covered up. Always sipping, that's a double cup. And you wonder why it ain't no love in me. Same reason that it ain't no love for you. I don't know what the fuck's steady going on in my mind. But I guarantee that I'ma ride for you. I'ma die for it, it's mine. Yeah. With a whole lot of enemies praying I fly. I paid it a night, I know it's my time. Yeah, yeah. I do not fuck with them niggas, they know it, so don't fuck with me, nigga. Just let me live my life. I made mistakes, not prepared for it. A couple niggas want me dead for it. Dream chasing.
much on my head, Lord. So when I fuck, I'ma kill it aggression. Might drive that bitch head through the headboard. Probably share too much, but I'ma share more. It's a couple niggas I ain't there for no more. Cause they don't really know what loyalty is. I'ma show them how a loyalty lives. I'ma forgive, I don't wanna forget. Just keep your distance, you know what it is. I'm so tired of being tired. Some nights I wish I just would've died. Say they calling out to God, but I ain't getting no reply. Would it be better to tell you the truth, or would it be better to lie? I'm on fly with a whole lot of enemies praying I fly. I paid it a night, I know it's my time. Yeah, yeah. I do not fuck with them niggas, they know it, so don't fuck with me. Niggas, just let me live my life.
Right now, make sure you get it. It's Don't Forget About Me Yet. We've been chopping it up with Trey Hill. We're going to bring him back on. You know what I'm saying? Got the homie Sim from France. Man, Trey Hill's in the studio right now cooking up some more stuff, man. What are you working on right now, brother?
Yeah, I got some hot shit cooking right now, man. I got some hot shit cooking. Finna go in, man. I got my brother in the, both my brothers in the studio. One producing the beat, one rapping. Now we finna make some magic happen.
Who, as far as the production on the album, who did, you know, the majority of the beats? Your brother?
Nah. I lease them and I buy them. You know, you hear a beat, you like it, just buy it or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
And shit, I'm with it.
Yeah, definitely. You just if it catches your ear, you fuck with it.
Oh yeah, I got a fair to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you got merchandise available too, like shirts and hats and things like that. Or?
Yes, sir. Anything. We got shirts, hats. Shit, you want lighter, you want keychains, whatever you want, you can get it. You want socks? Yeah, anything, man. Shit, they need to know, man. We out here and we ain't waiting our turn.
Who's coming next from your crew? You guys gonna drop any other artists? Or?
That's in the works, man. I'm going to put my old city on at the end of the day. But first, I got to get to where I need to be. And everybody coming with me, so it's going to be a whole storm. It's going to be a tsunami before it's finished.
Yeah, man. You know, it takes a lot to put a city on the map, you know what I'm saying? And you're coming out the gate swinging, man. So it'll happen. It'll happen real soon. We got another one we're going to go to before we get out of here. But before we do, I want to give you the floor. I want to make sure that, you can give any shout-outs or tell the people about your social media, whatever, man. It's all yours, brother.
All right. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at 281 Trey Hill. Y'all on my Facebook. I'm a little wild on there. But it's Trey Hill. You know what I'm saying? My Twitter is 281 Trey Hill too. Y'all can follow me on all that shit and keep up with my music, my newest release dates, my merchandise, my shows, whatever y'all want to keep up with. You know me, it's all there.
Oh yeah, definitely. We got one more to go to before we do get out of here, brother. It's called That's a Bet. Now this one's also on the Don't Forget About Me Yet album, or is it on the Kill 'Em Slowly?
It's on the Don't Forget About Me Yet album.
And who this one too? Did you just pick this beat out, or someone produced this, or? from the team.
Yeah, I heard the beat and bought it, so shit, I just turned up. I put my little aggression in it, how I was feeling at the time. I go off emotions, like I said, so I wanted to turn it up, so I'm going to turn it up.
That's what I'm talking about. This is Trey Hill, the album available right now. Make sure you get it. Don't forget about me yet.
Get that. You
know, support them. You know what I'm saying? You take care of yourself. Be safe, man. We'll be at you real soon. Murder Master Music Show 806, Trey Hill. We're out of here.
It's blessed, man.
Hey.
I beef with any nigga, I don't slick talk. My clip talk, I hit him with that bitch and make a nigga do the grip walk. If you ain't talking money, fuck you niggas, hoe and get lost. So speaking of your hoe, she sucked me up until my dick's off. You pissed off, like how this youngin' get his cash up? It came from taking niggas drugs, kicking those masks up. I do whatever for that money, but ain't getting ass fucked. I get this bitch up on my face if she ain't giving ass up. These niggas snakes, I gotta watch them, so I keep the grass cut. The top rapper, I'm the one like when you on your last buck. Niggas talking like they bought it, better have a bad suck. How you a shooter with no pistol, something just don't add up. You niggas got me going crazy with this goon shit. If you ain't with that life that you been rapping, why the fuck would you influence it? Me, I'm calling all these niggas out, I'm trying to ruin them. My dog, yo, bitch, chewing them, it's like that bitch been knowing them. Annoying them, throwing up the set while I get my head up. Bitch, look me in my eyes when I fuck you with your legs up. You niggas look surprised since I finally got my bread up. I do this for my niggas in that cell, whipping that spread up. I'm fed up with all this rap shit, I let this gas spit. When I clap this, it's like pulling a rabbit out of hat trick. They all gonna be amazed the way I did it when his hat lit. For damn shame, I had to turn a nigga to a bad trick.
Now we're getting money, that's a bad trick. I won't drop no money on your head. Trapped up, you know how we pledge it. Real niggas keep it real, that's a bitch. You know you're getting money, that's a bitch. I won't drop no money on your head. Trapped up, you know how we pledge it. Real niggas keep it real, that's a bitch.
Real niggas fuck with me when I ain't have nothing. Cause I was still real when I ain't have money. Try to send me links, but bitch, I ain't nobody crashed on me. Dipping with my ass, I off the block, he quick to stab something. Ayy, I got all my hitters, they ain't good, right? Roll with us and we gon' pull a Suge Knight. Pull up on a nigga block like what it look like. We got so many shots up in the area, we look dyke. Ayy, fuck you niggas feeling, hope you over, man. Said I'm the hottest in my city, I stood over there. Been in that cell and pray to God that I ain't going back. I hit the stage, a pistol on my waist, even my shoulder strap. A nigga at me is a beast, so I can know it's that. If I can't find you out, I guess I'm looking for your homie ass. All talk, call a nigga pussy, then I know it is. Not because we beefing, cause that's all I really know, man.
Know you getting money, that's a bad shit. I won't drop no money on your head. Trapped up, you know how we pledge it. Real niggas keep it real, that's a bitch. You know you're getting money, that's a bitch. I